You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Bring this up for a little bit. This is new, right? Oh, okay. This is like a little like Cocoa Beach Mario Kart. Oh, a nice bass line.
Yeah, a little horn in the background too.
What's that? Oh. Does anything else happen or is it just this the entire time? Like, does the beat drop at some point?
It's gotta be this probably. Let's see.
We'll give it another couple seconds. Okay, same thing still.
Yeah, just it's the same thing.
All right, it gets like one more like run through here. It's like another 5 seconds, right?
Okay.
No, it is in fact the same thing over and over.
It's actually just the exact same thing.
All right, phenomenal football Friday. F3, you better you bet. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here on BetQL. Lockmas coming up momentarily. Ken's college football bets for the weekend. Ryan Horvat, BetMGM tonight, still to come. And then an 80-minute power hour. How are we going to fit 80 minutes into 60? You're going to have to listen and watch and find out all our bets for this weekend in the National Football League. But right now, we welcome to the show the absolutely insane, the extremely entertaining, and he had a very profitable week number one. So we're pumped up to have him back on the show here. The great Brad Evans on Twitter at Noisy Huevos, Bally Sports, EP of gaming content, SiriusXM Fantasy Sports radio host. And he joins us here on a phenomenal Football Friday. Brad, hola, amigo.
Hola, amigos! Unfortunately, I gave back several units last night because Taylor Heinicke refused to run. But outside of that, yeah, it was a damn good week one. So hopefully I can make up for money's loss last night with the rest of the remaining slate.
So Brad, Nick already kind of did his post-mortem, basically unpacking as a Giants fan what it was like to watch last night's game. For the casual fan, I mean, very, very entertaining. Stupid, but entertaining. In a very high scoring game. I mean, you could put the prop losses to the side if you want or whatever, but just some of your takeaways from last night could be a take on one of the two teams and kind of going forward. Taylor Heinicke obviously filling in for Ryan Fitzpatrick. The game was very high scoring, or something else that you saw from Thursday night football.
Yeah, two things in particular that really jumped out at me, and it's both of the running back backfields. Antonio Gibson, no reason to panic, folks. Things are going to be just fine with him. 38 total touches through the first 2 weeks. He ran one fewer route than J.D. McKissic, and I know everybody's freaking out because J.D. McKissic had the touchdown. They were in a hurry-up offense. It was just situational, and he unfortunately wasn't on the field, but he's still getting appreciable yak. He's still chewing up real estate on a per-touch basis in the Washington front. It's getting significant push. So Antonio Gibson, a phenomenal buy low candidate right now for fantasy devices. And Saquon, man, we saw a little bit of that vintage juice with that 40-yard run that he had. He now has 10 days off. He played 58 of 69 snaps. I understand the offensive line concerns are there, but he is going to get back to his classic 20 touches per game against who? Oh, yes, those deep fried Atlanta Falcons in week number 3. at home, and with Daniel Jones suddenly morphing into Lamar Jackson, I mean, the arrow is pointing up for our boy Saquon Barkley. So another guy whose buy low sticker is about to expire.
Brad, I feel like the buy low sticker Ezekiel Elliott probably going to expire after this week too. I think that Zeke's in for a bounce back game.
Yeah.
I mean, you can make a case that like literally like every starting skill position player in that Chargers Cowboys game could go off. How do you see that one playing out? 54.5 is the total. Chargers a 3.5-point favorite right now, and obviously tons of props in play.
Over everything. Good Lord have mercy. This should be the highest scoring game of the week. You know, you look at the defensive line for the Dallas Cowboys, you're down to Marcus Lawrence, your best pass rusher. Randy Gregory's in the COVID-19 list and will likely not be available. You know how much of a sieve that secondary is. Justin Herbert is teed up to just smash one right down the fairway for roughly 350. And his pass yards prop right now at 301.5 at a variety of sports books, it's too low. I got it locked in a couple of days ago when it opened at 298.5. And that one immediately leapt off the screen. So I think it's going to be a big game for him. Mike Williams in the mid-50s for his receiving yards prop. That one I'm scratching my head about. Like, the books haven't really caught up to his role. You know, Joe Lombardi said he's Michael Thomas within this scheme, and we saw that in week one. A career-high 12 targets, a career-high 8 receptions. Found the end zone, over 80 yards. He could replicate that level of success again, against this forgiving unit. So I like him tremendously, and I'm with you on Zeke. You know, I locked it in at 15.5 rush yards. This L.A. Chargers team, we just learned that Chris Harris in that defensive backfield is going to be out. And they really want to jumpstart this ground game after abandoning it to Bay and JPP and Ndamukong Suh and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the opener. But it's going to be a lot of ball-to-belly action. I think probably 16, 17 carries minimum for Zeke Elliott. And that's why I believe that 56.5 rush yards, that is way too suppressed of a rush yards prop for Mr. Elliott.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
the other game with a very large total, and therefore I think a lot of people will be interested in prop overs in the game. So we talked about Dallas and the Chargers, but the other one's obviously Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs visiting Baltimore, who obviously had got upset by the Raiders on Monday Night Football. Very surprisingly, a lot of points were scored, at least late in that game, fourth quarter and overtime. Chiefs are a 4-point favorite right now, total very high, 55.5. What are your expectations for this game?
Yeah. Hi. And you know, I think Patrick Mahomes, you know, I'm looking at some of his pass yards props that are out there. I bet on it just, you know, a few minutes ago, actually, before jumping on the show. Another one that I just can't really put my finger on why it's as low as it is it 317.5? And that's extraordinary for most quarterbacks in the league, but those quarterbacks are not money Mahomes. And, you know, I think it's going to go out there. This is going to be a game of pew, pew, pew with a lot of shootout appeal, gunfight at the OK Corral. And, you know, I think Patrick Mahomes is going to be popping off for another, you know, probably 325 to 350, multiple touchdowns through the air. I am on the under on CEH, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, on the 50.5 rush yards prop there. He was south of this number in week one, probably going to get a similar workload, right around, you know, 13 to 15 carries in the ground. I think one of the strengths of Baltimore is going to be defending the run for much of this season. So I think he's going to be bottled up between the tackles, best suited for him to work outside the tackles in the pass game. And he's kind of an intriguing option there on the receptions and receiving yards prop. And then, you know, elsewhere in this game, I think Latavius Murray goes back-to-back touchdowns, guys. I saw the touchdown prop open up at plus 225 at a couple of books. You compare that to Tyson Williams, who has got more juice, but, you know, Harbaugh's already come out and said, Greg Roman reiterated it a couple of days ago, this is going to be rotational backfield. Devontae Freeman's toast. I'm not really, you know, very worried about him. It's going to be Tyson, and it's going to be a lot of Latavius Murray, and I think Murray's got a great shot against a leaky front of the Kansas City Chiefs to punch one in yet again. At plus 225, I'm buying.
You better, you bet. BetQL, Phenomenal Football Friday. Nick Costos, Barkley, chatting with Brad Evans, SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio, Valley Sports on Twitter, at Noisy Huevos. Brad, and over I'm on this week, thereby making me bullish on a bunch of players in that game, is Philadelphia and San Francisco. This total sitting at about 49.5. Niners got some defensive injuries that are a little problematic, especially in the secondary heading into this game. We know San Francisco coming off a 40-burger they laid on Detroit. Bit of a different story going up against Philly, especially in Philly here. But what are you thinking here? What are we going to see prop-wise here? And if you have a thought on the side or the total, love to hear it. Again, total 49.5. Niners, a 3-point road favorite.
Ah, sides, totals, forget about it. I'm all about the market inefficiencies, the player props market. I'm obsessed with these damn things. I cannot resist them. They are the siren song. And there's two bets in particular I like in this game, and they're both on the Philadelphia side. One, Jalen Hurts. I got it at 6.5 rush attempts. I know it's up to 7.5, but I still would lean slightly the over there. You know, his identity is duality. You know, he's a guy that's going to take a few shots down the field, and I know he had a suppressed ADOT and YPA in week number one against Atlanta and that very generous secondary. And I don't think that's going to, you know, replicate here in week number two, but he's going to run the ball and he's going to run early and often. This is probably going to be, you know, at least an 8, 9, maybe 10 attempt game on the ground. So the 6.5 number in which I got earlier in the week was outstanding. And the 7.5, not too shabby either. And I think you can get a plus odds on the over there. So I like that one. And speaking of Philadelphia and a guy that shined in week number one, didn't have the rookie yips. That was Devontae Smith, man. I thought he was brilliant. You know, the 5 catches, 71 yards, had a touchdown. You mentioned the secondary issues. No Emmanuel Mosley in this defensive backfield for the San Francisco 49ers. And Smith just continues to answer all the questions like, oh, he's too skinny. He needs to pound the protein shakes. There's no way he's going to be able to beat press coverage. That's what all the critics said, you know, coming out, given the fact that, you know, he's like 165, 170 pounds soaking wet. But all he does is continue to defy those doubters. And I think that's going to be the case yet again. I got his prop at 44.5 yards on hump day. Now that line is up a little bit at like 48.5 receiving yards. Dude, it's going to be another 5 catches. I think it's going to be another 60 plus. I wouldn't be shocked if he finds the end zone as well. This game's got some sneaky shootout appeal to boot.
Brad, the team that the Eagles beat up on week one, the Atlanta Falcons, we've had a lot of guests on the show already this week that are like, This might be like one of the worst defenses in the NFL. This might be fade material, and it might be player prop overs in the games that they end up playing. Well, who do they get this week? Oh, the defending Super Bowl champion with like 9 quality receivers and a total of 52. So obviously warm weather expected, not a factor there as well. Atlanta at Tampa. Tampa favored by 12 with a total in the low 50s. What props do we have in this game?
Yeah, a ton. And I can tell you this, you're right. Look, the Atlanta Falcons belong in a 16-piece bucket right now, guys. I mean, they're terrible, those dirty birds. They're absolutely atrocious defensively. So let's start off on the Tampa side. I'll give you my favorites. You know, the Will Smith, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air gif of him in the final episode of Living Room, Uncle Phil's Place, Elf. That was Mike Evans last week. Antonio Brown finding the end zone. Gronk getting in the end zone a couple of times. Chris Godwin as well.
How come you don't love me, man? He was upset at Tom Brady. How come you don't love me, man?
Exactly. You know what that means? He's got to get nothing but love. And it's plus 125 on any time touchdown. You could shop around. I saw it at plus 145 earlier today. I'm in. Mike Evans, my cousin. I have a good family authority. He is going to find the end zone. No, we're not related. On another note, elsewhere in this game, I like Leonard Fournette over on 8.5 rush attempts. I like the over on the low 30s rush yards prop as well. I talked to a couple of Tampa beat writers right before their first game. They've all said unanimously, he is the Mariano Rivera. He's more like the Bob Wickman, in my estimation, more of a middling closer, but he's the closer for this team. Got a massive spread. Expect Tampa to have a big lead, and I think you're going to see a whole lot of Leonard Fournette in the second half. And for that reason, I'm on over on both of those. I am under on Mike Davis rush yards. I got it at 42.5. I think it's at 40.5 in most books right now. No way he cracks 40. Not against Vea, JPP, Sue, and behind a very turnstile offensive line. So I'm down on Mike Davis this week.
I mean, we know Leonard Fournette's due for a big week the moment Bruce Arians said Ronald Jones is starting, because every time Bruce Arians right. opens his mouth, a lie shortly follows. On the Atlanta side here, actually, so I have like a two-part. I know this is still on this game, and like we're probably spending too much time on it, but I think this is a valuable question to ask. Are you expecting bounce backs here for Kyle Pitts and Calvin Ridley? Because I am, I think, with the way Atlanta's going to need to attack them here. And also just like general philosophy. I texted Ken earlier today, and I said, I may have five props, player props for Tampa this weekend. I may have none, just because, like, how do you figure out who's going to get the ball in a given week? I think you're right on the Mike Evans thing, like the squeaky yeah. wheel gets the grease this week because he didn't get it
Bingo.
Last time. But,
yep.
but you can make the case that Godwin could have a huge week. Evans could, Antonio sure. Brown could, any of the running backs could. We have no idea. So, like, a handicapping Tampa in terms of the player props, and then what about Ridley and Pitts for Atlanta in this game?
Yeah, and as soon as we go to Antonio Brown or Evans or Chris Godwin, it's going to be a Scotty Miller week, guys. It's going to be Scotty Miller time. Not in reality. Look, let's talk about Atlanta here for a second. Kyle Pitts, when the line opened earlier this week, and again, this is what we constantly preach on my SiriusXM show, and I know you guys do the same thing here. You got to lock in these player props early because you can get extraordinary values. Pitts opened absurdly at 39.5 yards. Now, that's ballooned by, I think, 9 or 10 yards. And I immediately fired off a ticket on the over and hammered living daylights out of it. Because remember, Sean Murphy Bunting is out. He's on IR with that gnarly arm injury. And Ross Cockrell stepped in last week to fill that slot void. And my God, was he torched like a creme brulee. And I think that's going to be the case yet again in this contest, especially with them playing from behind. So Kyle Pitts got to line up in the slot early and often. Maybe I think you could take advantage of, you know, some depressed numbers. So I think, you know, this could be a breakout game for Kyle Pitts in the box score, and Calvin Ridley too. Again, they're scoreboard chasing. You know, reality, they could be down, you know, multiple touchdowns by halftime, and all that's going to lead to is Matt Ryan sitting back there in the pocket, provided he actually has some clean pockets, which were a rarity last week. And if he can dial it up, he's going to, you know, get Calvin Ridley the football often in that second half. So, you know, I would lean a little bit on the over there on his receptions and his receiving yards, but I think the stronger bet is anything related to Kyle Pitts.
In about 30, 45 seconds here, we only have about a minute left. Any prop we have not yet talked about, your favorite prop left on the board from all of the other games we haven't covered is what?
It's mandatory Montgomery, right? Dave Montgomery. What the hell, sports books? Give my guy some respect. I'm over on rush attempts, 15.5. I'm over on, I hit it three different times and the line's moved all over the place, but 64.5 rush yards. I'm over on an anytime touchdown at plus 100. Cincinnati is smoke and mirrors. What you saw last week isn't reality. Their true stripes will be shown in the Windy City this week. And for the love of God, Matt Nagy, I'm begging you, just start Justin Fields already. But then again, this is the Andy Dalton revenge game.
Yeah, we'll see about that. Brad, we love you, brother. wishing you a great weekend. Wishing you a best of luck on all the bets. Enjoy. And tip back some tequila for us this weekend, my friend.
Yes, and I'm taking the over in the Illinois-Maryland game because Illinois refuses to tackle. Enjoy it, boys.
That's our guy, the great Brad Evans, on Twitter at Noisy Huevos, SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio, and the executive producer of gaming content for our friends over at Valley Sports.
Best kind of content.
Mandatory content. Montgomery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would you want to do anything else?
I don't.
Love our jobs. Right. Yeah. Here's 80 minutes of football.
That's like that the Eastbound and Down routine with Will Ferrell. I will. I am. Up next, day 5, Lochmas.
How should you bet tonight's player props? The Prop King, Nick Costos, has your answers on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.